Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Over the last few episodes, we have been covering off two elements of human design that really go hand in hand, and that is signature and also the not self of each energy type. Now, these two elements or aspects of human design also fit really nicely with A, your energy type, which we covered in episodes 6 to 10, but also B, your strategy, which we covered in episodes 11 to 15. So really, to give you a bit of a summary here, we have our energy type, and our energy type has a strategy, so how to best work with our energy type. But each energy type also has a signature and not self. And our signature is like a sign or signal that we feel when we are fully in alignment and working with our energy type. And similarly, our not self is the sign or signal we will feel when we are not in flow, when we are feeling like we are swimming against the current, and when we are working out of alignment with our energy type. Now, just like in teaching and in life, there is great duality with these feelings. It's not one or the other. And it's possible to feel that you are in flow and feeling your signature feeling in one or some aspects of your life, whilst at the same time, the not self feeling in another area or areas of your life. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the reflector signature and not self. So let's dive in. The reflector signature is surprise. What reflectors crave more than anything else is to feel delighted by life. That real feeling of being in awe of all life has to offer and wonderment around what life has got in store for them next. When reflectors feel that deep reverence of how wonderful life is, that is the signpost that they are here in flow and working in alignment with their reflector energy type. When reflectors feel that deep reverence of how wonderful life is, that is the signpost that you are in flow and working in alignment with your reflector energy type. And the way to develop and maintain that reverence is by allowing yourself to be fluid and open, remembering that there are always options available to you, and feeling like you have freedom and flexibility. Reflectors are designed to live in this ever-evolving present moment and all the joy, surprise, and delight that comes with that. A key or little hack, if you like, for reflectors is for you to remain a neutral observer and stay attuned to the who am I today? Who am I right now? A concept that we covered off in a previous reflector episode. The more you that you are, the more that you will live in a natural state of being surprised and delighted by life and you will be able to move freely in your environment and to find your way to the center of your environment. And I say center of your environment because the center is actually the reflector's natural place, as it allows them to quite literally reflect back and feed back to everyone else around them what is working and what isn't working. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. So, what is all this going to look like as a reflector in your classroom, your school, or educational setting? Firstly, it is really about leaning into your strengths of openness and adaptability, leaning into your natural ability to navigate uncertainty with grace and resilience, and seeing every challenge as an opportunity for growth and learning. So you're really keeping that wonderment ever present in your day. Schools are obviously very routine-based, very rigid, structured, and they can become quite predictable. So ensuring that your time outside of the classroom or your educational setting is curated to include elements of surprise, of wonderment, of the freedom and flexibility that I mentioned before will be super important. And it will really help offset that predictability for when things start to feel a little mundane, which is the perfect segue into the not self of reflectors, which is disappointment. So remembering that the not self feeling is the feeling or sign that we are going to experience when we are out of flow or alignment with our energy type. So that feeling of disappointment may present itself as feeling mundane, feeling dull, feeling blue, feeling caged or restricted, feeling let down by other people, feeling like other people have a better life than you. Disappointment could also show up as a compulsive need to try and cram as much as you can into life. Also, the not self can come from a deep-seated fear of not being included. So reflectors may try to conform to societal expectations or to the places and spaces they find themselves in order to fit in, and in order to feel welcomed or included. But it's when they do this that they often end up living in a real robotic and habitual kind of way that stifles that freedom and delight. As a reflector, this immediately slips you into the not self of disappointment, because when you are not free to be you, when you are trying to be someone else, you will be met with resistance from the other energy types. And then this leads you into feeling left out and disappointed by others. Now, applying all of this to your reflected children in your classroom, that element of surprise, that element of wonder is something to be mindful of when you are planning your learning time, as this is going to be lighting up and bringing that delight to your reflector students. But by no means am I suggesting that every lesson needs to be filled with like twists and turns and unpredictability, because that's going to leave the majority of your class with dysregulated nervous systems. But infusing curiosity, infusing wonder, infusing surprise into your teaching and into your lessons is definitely going to go a long way in supporting your reflector students. And of course, the not self is going to present itself very similarly to what I've already mentioned. Particularly, I see the challenge of reflective children fearing that they cannot be themselves. So having that real chameleon energy and changing or masking themselves in an effort to fit in. It's also super important that reflective children have the space in their life for play, for exploration, and to let the things that are land for them. To the reflectors listening in, I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you are not a reflector, I do hope this episode has helped create some awareness around your reflector friends. Again, as always, remember there is no right or wrong, good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person. It's that connection piece back to you and how you have experienced and seen evidence of all of this information in your own life. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.